having finished the book of Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, we go to the next prophet, Ezekiel. And I'll read this evening Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 1 through 28, the whole chapter. Ezekiel chapter 1, starting in verse 1, these are the words of God. Now it came about in the 30th year, on the 5th day of the 4th month, while I was by the river Kabar among the exiles, the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God. On the 5th month in the 5th year of King Jehoiachin's exile, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kabar, and there the hand of the Lord came upon him. As I looked, behold, a storm wind was coming from the north, a great cloud of fire flashing forth continually, and a bright light around it, and in its midst something like glowing metal in the midst of the fire. Within it there were figures resembling four living beings. And this was their appearance. They had human form. Each of them had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight and their feet were like a calf's hoof. And they gleamed like burnished bronze. Under their wings, on their four sides, were human hands. As for the faces and wings of the four of them, their wings touched one another. Their faces did not turn when they moved. Each went straight forward. As for the form of their faces, each had the face of a man. All four had the face of a lion on the right and the face of a bull on the left. And all four had the face of an eagle. Such were their faces. Their wings were spread out above. Each had two touching another being and two covering their bodies. And each went straight forward. Wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go, without turning as they went. In the midst of the living beings, there was something that looked like burning coals of fire, like torches darting back and forth among the living beings. The fire was bright, and lightning was flashing from the fire. And the living beings ran to and fro like bolts of lightning. Now as I looked at the living beings, behold, there was one wheel on the earth beside the living beings for each of the four of them. The appearance of the wheels and their workmanship was like sparkling beryl. And all four of them had the same form, their appearance and workmanship being as if one wheel were within another. Whenever they moved in any of their four directions without turning as they moved. As for their rims, they were lofty and awesome. And the rims of all four of them were full of eyes round about. Whenever the living beings moved, the wheels moved with them. And whenever the living beings rose from the earth, the wheels rose also. Wherever the spirit was about to go, they would go in that direction. And the wheels rose close beside them, for the spirit of the living beings was in the wheels. Whenever those went, these went. And whenever those stood still, these stood still. And whenever those rose from the earth, the wheels rose close beside them, for the spirit of the living beings was in the wheels. Now over the heads of the living beings there was something like an expanse, like the awesome gleam of crystal spread out over their heads. Under the expanse their wings were stretched out straight, one toward the other. Each one also had two wings covering its body on the one side and on the other. I also heard the sound of their wings like the sound of abundant waters as they went, like the voice of the Almighty. A sound of tumult like the sound of an army camp. Whenever they stood still, they dropped their wings. And there came a voice from above the expanse that was over their heads. Whenever they stood still, they dropped their wings. Now above the expanse that was over their heads, there was something resembling a throne, like lapis lazuli in appearance, and on that which resembled a throne high up was a figure with the appearance of a man. Then I noticed from the appearance of his loins and upward something like glowing metal that looked like fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his loins and downward, I saw something like fire, and there was a radiance around him. As the appearance of the rainbow and the clouds on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice speaking. And that is the word of the Lord. Well, chapter 1 begins with some context, the prophecy of the Lord through Ezekiel. The prophet comes in the 30th year after the book of the law was found. Fifth day, the fourth month, and he was by the Euphrates River, and he saw visions of God. And the rest of the chapter reveals to us the vision of the glory of God and that which surrounds him. In verses 4 to 14, he received this vision of the throne room of God in heaven. And so the picture of the throne surrounded by angels. Here, specifically, those called living beings or living creatures. Interesting observation, they apparently are very fast doing the Lord's will. Verse 14. Because they ran to and fro like bolts of lightning. And the throne room has that feel that we heard about in the end of Exodus 19, this thunderous reverence place. We get that feeling here. And then through verse 25, he sees that which is below on the earth. He speaks of the wheels, which represent the providences of God on earth. Yahweh moving the wheels to and fro, back and forth, in his providential oversight of the whole world. And then the end of the chapter, the last three verses, the description of Jesus Christ. The vision goes back to the throne. There is this figure with the appearance of a man. And there was a radiance about him, surrounding him. And it says, such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw, that is when Ezekiel saw, he fell on his face and heard a voice speaking. And so he worships. We see here also that he's not corrected in his worship, like other places where people bow down and they're worshiping that which is not the Lord, and the angel or whoever it is, they say, get up, I am not the Lord, worship him. But that's not done here. He's not corrected. He is worshiping Yahweh, he's worshiping Jesus. And Jesus the Lord was speaking. We'll hear what he'll have to say next Lord's Day, Lord willing. From this passage, but beloved, the Lord is always working in all his creatures and all their actions. That's the works of providence. And he speaks to us very powerfully in his Son, Jesus Christ. And so let us give the Lord glory that is due to his name now as we pray. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we're thankful for your providence. We've prayed many times of the trying circumstances of providence that come into our lives. Sometimes they are, in our minds, dark providences or trying providences. Now, Father, you are behind them all. For you are the one who is moving and governing and doing all with all your creatures and all their actions. You are sovereign. We see that probably at the climax with even the evil one, Satan himself. When we think of Job in the book of Revelation, that he can do nothing without your permission and your guidance. And so, Father, we praise you for your providence. We praise you that you're in control. You're sovereign over all, sitting upon the throne is your Son, the King, who is King of all kings, and Lord of all lords. And as your people, we are thankful that he is in control of all things. For we have that great comfort that he is ordering everything according to your will, according and for your glory and according and for our good. And Father, we're thankful for the word that is spoken by Him, that comes into our ears and is that which blesses us, because it is that which saves us by the work of Your Spirit and giving us faith to believe it. And Father, we ask that Your word would be more powerful to us each Lord's Day, as You grow us to be holy as Your Son is holy and righteous as He is righteous. Father, we do pray for those who are governing rulers and authorities over us. We pray that You would save them. For You do promise that all types of people will be saved, even those governing authorities. We pray that they would be saved. I pray that our children would be saved and that You would save them. For You alone can do it. And Father, we pray for our families and our extended families, that they would be saved as well, that You would turn their hearts unto You, the living and true God, and they would love no other like they love You. Father, we're also seeking Your special mercy and grace upon our souls, all of us here today as we worship You. You would encourage us in the faith and grow us in sanctification. We also ask that You would be with our bodies and strengthen us. We pray this week, especially for Karen and her surgery that she is to have. We pray that You would make that process go well and that she would recover quickly, unlike the last surgery she had. And Father, strengthen her. And strengthen all of us, Father, as we worship You and we live out through the week our lives in glory to You. We pray, hear us because of Your Son who is on the throne. In His name we pray. Amen.